Good morning. Welcome to another edition of Weekend Magazine. One of my top favorite places in the Hudson Valley is located up in Rhinebeck, New York. It's called the Old Rhinebeck Aerodrome. And today we are honored to have Jim O'Hare, who's the aerodrome historian and air show announcer. Jim, are you there?
I am here. Yep. Thanks for having me. Yep. It's a pleasure to speak to you. It's been a while since we talked.
Oh, is it Hare or O'Hare? I hope I didn't
get it. Hare. Just Hare. No, just Hare. It's O'Hare on St. Patrick's Day only.
Yeah. And I was telling Jim, our Weekend Magazine's been around for 25 years, and I remember him way back in the beginning, and Cole Palin, who actually founded the museum, was still alive at that time. So, Jim, maybe let's talk a little bit. Tell us about Cole and how the collection got started and what happened. How did it
Well, I'd be happy to. The Old Rhinebeck Aerodrome was founded in 1958. It's been around for a long, long time by a gentleman named Cole Palin, who grew up in Red Oaks Mills, New York, just outside of Poughkeepsie. And when he was a kid back in the 30s, the old Poughkeepsie Airport was a real hotbed for aviation. And he saw these, well, modern airplanes of the time, 1930 biplanes flying around. And that's how his interest was started in aviation. And he served with the United States Army during World War II. Didn't do any flying. He was a ground-pounding infantryman in the Battle of the Bulge. Survived all of that, and then he was on the GI Bill. He was getting his aircraft mechanics license down at Roosevelt Field on Long Island. Mm-hmm. Same Roosevelt Field that Lindbergh took off from. We'll get to Charles Lindbergh in a minute. And that's where he found six World War I airplanes that went up for public bid.
Oh.
And there's speculation that he was the only one to bid on them. And in 1956, he purchased those six airplanes, and that formed the nucleus of what has become the Old Rhinebeck Aerodrome, one of the greatest collections of vintage airplanes in the world.
Yeah. I mean, if not the. I mean, you really have an amazing place up there. So that's been, since the 50s.
Yep. 1958 is when he actually bought the property in Rhinebeck, and he began flying the airplanes in the early 1960s. Very, very humble beginnings.
Yep.
They'd pass a felt hat around a little bit to collect some money.
Aww.
And, word got out that there was some madman up in the Hudson Valley that was flying these vintage airplanes, and people began to show up out of curiosity, and they've never stopped coming, whether they're aviation buffs or just people looking for something unique and historical, and certainly a great slice of Americana.
Well, this is a must-see kind of a situation, and children as well as the elderly are going to love this. You can actually see a dogfight. You've got shows you put on. You've got the collection. You see people working on the actual planes. You can take a ride. I mean, it's just, so I'll have you go through each of these things that you're doing and tell us a little bit about, all the different things to do when you're up there.
Okay. Well, we've always built it, or Cole Palin always built the Aerodrome as a living museum, because the airplanes, in addition to having some on display in the museum buildings, we keep about 10 or 12 of the vintage airplanes airworthy every season. Mm-hmm. And they range from a very early French Blériot from 1909 through a couple of World War I airplanes, some that we have powered with original engines. Some of the aircraft are reproductions that we've built over the years, but they're built just like the original. A handful of airplanes from the 1920s and the 1930s, the golden age of aviation. And new this year, in fact, it just made its public debut on May 21st, an exact, accurate replica of Charles Lindbergh's Spirit of St. Louis.
Wow, you built that yourself?
I didn't build it myself. Yeah. Ken Cassens was our project manager, or is. It's a project that Cole Palin started many, many years ago. Lindbergh was his hero. Uh-huh. He wanted the Spirit of St. Louis. He found an engine just like Lindbergh's in 78. He never got to complete the airplane. He passed away in 1993.
Wow.
And over the course of the last, 10 years, although it was backburner for quite some time, the airplane was completed, test flown in December of 2015, and unveiled to the public on May 21st. And we plan to fly it in the shows as the weather and wind conditions allow. It's
congratulations.
Spectacular.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's phenomenal.
It is phenomenal.
That's another reason to go back, everybody. There we
go. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It is.
Wow, that is something. So keep talking. You got the incredible collection.
We have the collection, and of course, we're open from mid-May through October. The museum museum buildings are open, but the air show season just started on June 11th and 12th, okay. and we're now running every Saturday and Sunday through the middle of October, which would be the 8th and 9th, I believe, is our okay. final air show of the season. In addition to the regular air shows that we have, which run from 2 to 4 every yeah. afternoon, there are open cockpit biplane rides available if you mm-hmm. feel a little adventuresome, if you'd like to experience the thrill of old-time aviation and yeah. put on the helmet and goggles and take a barnstorming ride around the Hudson Valley. We go out to the Hudson River. You get a beautiful view of the Kingston-Rhinecliff Bridge, uh-huh. some of the estates that line the river. It's just a wonderful ride that takes up to 4 people at a time. So if you have a couple of people that would like to go together, we can usually arrange that. Uh-huh. That's a real thrill. We do the biplane rides before and after the show. Okay. And if you're interested in that, those are sold first come, first serve. So get there, you know, 10:30, 11 o'clock. And then we've got a host of special events that go throughout the season on various weekends. July 9th and 10th, we have some vintage tractors and farm equipment to come out that people always get a kick out of.
Yeah.
And then July 16th, we're resurrecting an event that we haven't done in a few years. We used to do a British car festival.
Oh, wow.
And it kind of fell by the wayside. And one of our original Airdrome kids, who's now a retired school teacher, is spearheading our British car festival. He's a Morgan nut.
Oh, really?
And yeah. And so we're hoping for anywhere from 50 to 75 British cars, Triumphs, MGs, Morgans, Jaguars.
Oh, boy.
Might be a Rolls Royce or Bentley in there to boot. So that's on July 16th.
That's Brits of the Hudson probably involved with that.
Yes, Brits of the Hudson will
yeah.
be there for sure.
Wow,
yep.
isn't that awesome?
And also on that same Saturday, July 16th, we have a Piper Cub fly-in. And the Piper Cub is just an iconic vintage airplane developed in the 30s and 40s. And back in that time period, from about 1940 to 1960, if somebody saw an airplane flying over and said, oh, look, it's a Piper Cub, mm-hmm. they were probably right. It's one of the great, great antique vintage training airplanes of all time. And there's a lot of them out there.
Wow.
And so we've invited a bunch of Cub owners that we know to fly up to Rhinebeck or down to Rhinebeck or over to Rhinebeck, wherever they're coming from. So that
oh,
will
wow.
be on July 16th. And we did put in a rain date of Sunday, July 17th for that. So
okay.
we got British cars and Piper Cubs on July 16th. We're hoping the weather, well, we hope the weather's good every weekend.
This is great stuff. You got the so the regular air shows will still go on as well
yes.
as these other events?
No, the regular air shows are scheduled every weekend no matter what.
Okay.
And then we throw in a couple of events. Looking into August, we have the Experimental Aircraft Association, which is a worldwide group of aviation enthusiasts that build their own airplanes.
Mm-hmm.
Cole Palin was one of the very, very early members of that. They have chapters all over the country, and we invite them out for an appreciation day, and they always bring a nice crowd out to us.
All right. What is the date on that one? I want to just write this in.
That is August 6th and 7th.
6th and 7th, okay.
Yeah. And then the 20th and 21st of August, we have some World War I reenactors coming in. This was something that we're a little bit new at. We tried it last year. We got a pretty good turnout, and we're hoping for a better turnout on that. August 27th and 28th for the Model A Ford lover out there. We're going to try to coordinate some Model A Fords with this. There was a home-built airplane introduced back in 1926
yeah.
or 27. You could buy the plans out of Popular Mechanics. It was called the Peetenpole after its founder, Bernie Peetenpole. And it was one of the most simple wooden structured airplanes anybody can build. And back then, the easiest engine to use was a Model A Ford automobile engine.
Wow.
And many of these Peetenpoles are still powered with Model A Fords.
Wow.
Pretty neat little airplane. So I'm not sure how many will actually get coming in. Of course, it hinges on the weather. But I would guess maybe 10, maybe a dozen or so of those would fly
wow.
in. And then our really big weekend that we have every year, and this is the 50th anniversary. How many events run 50 years straight?
Not many.
The Mid-Hudson Radio Control Society. This is radio control model airplanes. But
yeah.
these model airplanes are just like the Airdromes. They're all 1900 through 1940.
Wow.
And that is fun. And being that it's their 50th anniversary, I'm pretty sure they're going to pull out all the stops.
And that's what date on that one?
That is the weekend after Labor Day, September 10 and 11.
10 and 11. You don't want to miss that one. That's
I'm exhausted already thinking about this season.
Oh, these are real. You got a lot of action over there, let me tell you.
We do. We've been trying very hard over the last couple of years to get the interest level back up. You know, it's one of those things that kind of goes in cycles, and there seems to be a little resurgence of vintage aviation. I think people are just looking for, like I say, a slice of Americana,
yeah.
A little history, a little fun. You know, our show is only, you know, really 2:30 to 4, realistically. From 2 o'clock, we do a vintage fashion show and a parade of old cars. It's a nice two-hour period to just step back in time and forget all the stress and troubles of the modern world and look at a very, very colorful and bygone era.
Yeah, now the shows on Saturday and Sunday, are they the same? Are they different?
Well,
what do you have there?
They're a little bit different. Sunday we feature a little bit more World War I flying, but either day, most of the airplanes fly both days. You can't go wrong on either day, really.
And there's a different plot to the thing. So you can go on a Saturday and then you go on a Sunday, you get a different
Saturday,
show.
Saturday we do a little bit more of a history of flight kind of show. And then Sunday is when we have the whole crazy melodrama with our hero, Sir Percy Goodfellow, and the villain, the evil Black Baron of Rhinebeck, of course, battling for the hand of the fair maiden, Trudy True Love.
And you do an actual, an air thing, right? An air combat kind of a thing?
Yes, we do. Sir Percy and the Black Baron end up in a World War I dogfight.
There you go, dogfight.
At the end of the show. And, of course, the good guy always gets the girl. I mean, that's the way it is. So we've got our World War I tank. I think we're going to have that back in action this year. Uh-huh. We've added a couple of vintage motorcycles that are operating this year. We've got a couple of vintage automobiles that we haven't used in many years out there. So, we're very much looking forward to the 2016 season.
Now, your museum static exhibits, you have some ground vehicles as part of that also, right, as well as the planes?
It's what we call Gearhead Heaven up there. There's probably about 40 airplanes on display, probably 20 to 25 vintage vehicles, a few vintage motorcycles, and a great collection of vintage aviation engines as well. So
you have Indians. I think you have an Indian motorcycle there,
a couple of Indians. Yeah, we've got some vintage names up there that some folks have never even heard of before.
Wow, so that's a good collection then for people like motorcycles and cars.
Yeah. Bring the gearhead lover and your family out to see us. And guess what we have this year that we've never, ever had before?
I don't know. After hearing tank, I don't know.
We have a brand spanking new gift shop that has flushable toilets and running water to wash your hands.
That's fantastic.
We suffered a pretty tragic fire there last fall. Our gift shop caught fire and burned to the ground.
Oh, boy.
Fortunately, no one was hurt, and we didn't lose any of the collection other than what was in the gift shop.
Good.
And because the weather was so nice this winter, a fundraising effort went into place by our museum staff. They did a tremendous job, and a brand new building is up, a brand new gift shop.
Wow, that's great.
Really, really nice. And, there's always been porta potties there. Nobody likes those.
Yeah.
So anyway, we've got a nice new gift shop with running water. So
you had terrific gifts, so people want to buy something for Christmas. Take a look in there.
Christmas shopping started early. Yeah. We've got some great vintage aviation books and, of course, T-shirts and memorabilia, things like that.
Now, if somebody wants to eat, should they bring a picnic or do you have a place to eat there?
There is a concession stand, the Aerodrome Canteen. They serve the best burgers and chicken sandwiches in Dutchess County, I'm told.
Yeah.
There's plenty of food there. If you want to pack up a picnic lunch and bring it along, many people do that. We have no problem with that at all. There's no cooking or grills on the grounds, per se, but you're welcome to bring your own food. There's good food there. And, of course, there's so many great restaurants right in the immediate area. We always recommend. People are always looking for a place to go after the show, and we've got plenty of recommendations for that.
Now, we've got this show is going to be archived on the website, www.realcountryhv.com, after it airs, because sometimes people are driving and they need to go back and refer to it, or they tell somebody about the show. So maybe let's mention a couple of places to eat in the area. And also, if there's some places to stay, we might have, we have people in the city here, and they might come upstate and want to stay for a couple of days. What do you have up there?
Well, as far as the restaurants go, of course, you don't want to leave anybody out, but right at Rhinebeck proper. The Beekman Arms has been there for so many years, and that's just a wonderful place to go in. If you've never been in the old tavern room, it's really nice. Right in the village of Rhinebeck and the village of Red Hook, there are plenty of great places to eat, whether you like bistro dining, French dining, American cuisine. We've got it all in both towns, Red Hook and Rhinebeck. It's really a nice balance. We can send you anywhere you want. If you let us know what you're looking for, we'll steer you in the right direction. As far as lodging, there's on our website, we list a number of the bed and breakfasts that are in the area.
Good.
There is one that sits right at the end of our runway, the Stone Church Road Bed and Breakfast.
Oh.
And if you're a real aviation nut, you can stay there and get up and walk over to the airdrome.
Wow.
Really nice.
That's a nice. So Stone Church Road B&B.
Stone Church Road B&B. Yep.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. And the so bed and breakfasts are a nice thing. You'd have to book those ahead of time because during the summer it gets pretty busy up there.
Yeah, I think she gets pretty busy up there, but she may have some openings towards the middle or end of summer in the fall as well.
Okay. And the Beekman Arms, I think, is a historic inn, right? So they would
be the oldest inn in America.
And you could stay there. Someone could book that.
Yep, you can stay there. They also have the Delamater House, which is right in the annex right to, in the village as well.
Uh-huh.
Terrapin, Gigi's are all right there. There's some great restaurants. And they're all right within walking distance within the village of Rhinebeck and Red Hook as well. We've got Modern Taco that just opened up. And, the Bread and Bottle and the Flatiron and Red Hook are real nice spots. Charlie O's is a great standby.
Foster's in the main street there?
Of course, Foster's
that's
is
an old,
always there.
That's a phenomenal place, too.
Yeah, Cole Palin used to go to Foster's almost every Sunday after the air show.
Yeah, that's some steakhouse. You want a good steak? I haven't been up there in a couple of years, but it was very good.
Still going strong.
Yeah. And now, if somebody likes antiques and history, I mean, there's a lot of antiquing up in that area.
There is a ton of antiquing in Rhinebeck and now in Red Hook as well. Both are picking up in the antique world. And, there's a couple of big antique shows at the fairgrounds. A lot of people combine a weekend visit with one of the events at the fairgrounds and something with the airdrome. Not everybody likes old airplanes, so a lot of folks will see guys or gals maybe at the airdrome and say, well, my wife or husband is at the fairgrounds at this event, and there's so many different things to do. You can combine it with some of the other great events.
Yeah, you can Google the Dutchess County Fairgrounds, and they have really, really good shows. And that's another reason to go up and spend a couple days. So it's good for, you can do multiple things up there. You're also close to the Culinary Institute. It's not too far, and a lot of nice attractions. Is Greg Farm still up in Red Hook? I don't know.
They sure are. I just picked some asparagus there the other day. And I'll tell you a quick little story. At our big Spirit of St. Louis unveiling, we had two of Charles Lindbergh's grandchildren as guests.
Wow.
We drove them from the airdrome over to the Greg Farm in a Model A Ford.
Oh.
And then we flew into, there's an airstrip on the Greg Farm.
Oh, I didn't know
private,
that.
Yeah, a little private grass strip that Norm Greg uses.
Uh-huh.
We landed there in a 1929 Curtis Robin, picked up the Lindbergh grandchildren, and then flew them over to the airdrome.
Isn't that wonderful?
That was beautiful.
I got to tell everybody, that farm is, that's another must-see attraction in the area. So beautiful little shop there. You pick your own stuff. I mean, all kinds of things. And it's all seasons. I mean, it'll take you right through the fall.
Same
and you'll have
thing.
Lots of
things. Just in the area with Greg Farm, Miglarelli Farm, there's so many of the farm-to-table places around the area now that we can send you home. If you don't want to go to a restaurant, we can send you home with some farm-fresh food that you'll just love.
Yeah, Miglarelli, I'm not familiar with. What are they?
Now, they've been in business here in Red Hook for years and years and years, and they have a farm stand at the Bridge Approach.
Okay.
And one over here in Red Hook as well. In addition, they're not the only ones. There's many, many others, and we can steer you in the right direction.
Probably have a farmer's market up in Rhinebeck, too, I would
think,
right?
Yes, there's a wonderful farmer's market in the public parking lot. That's a great one.
Do you know what day that is, or if it's every year?
That's Saturday morning or Sunday morning. I'd have to check on that. It's one of those days, and it is great. They have some great vendors.
Yeah, that's a classy, a good area, I tell you. They've been lots of nice shops. I think, you'll have more things to do than what you can do, basically. So
that's true.
So they could build everything around Rhinebeck Aerodrome and then, do other little things in the area at the same time.
Sure.
So that sounds good. I'm trying to see. We got about 5 minutes. I'm trying to think. Let's give the website again and give a phone number if somebody wants to bring a bus group or a school group, because I would think you take groups, right?
We love to have have groups there, and we get quite a few bus groups coming through. You can always call the airdrome directly at 845-752-3200. We have a wonderful website, oldrhinebeck.org, and they are also running a real nice Facebook page. And if you go onto the airdrome Facebook page, which is connected through our website, there is a ton of stuff on there, but there's a whole bunch of great photographs and videos of our Lindbergh celebration. When we flew the Spirit of St. Louis, we had quite a gala event that night. We had put the Spirit of St. Louis in a hangar. We lit it up with blue lights. We had a 19-piece big band.
Wow.
Most of the crowd was dressed up in period dress from the 1920s. So there's a lot of neat stuff just to look on there, and then it has all the information you could ever, ever need.
Okay. Now, if somebody wanted to bring a bus group up, say, you know, from Westchester or the city, do you have enough to fill a day? I mean, they get a tour and they would have...
Generally, the bus groups on the weekends, we recommend or suggest to them that they show, if they arrive around 12 o'clock, that gives them a chance to either have had lunch before they get there, have a bite to eat when they get there, and usually by the, you know, by 12:30, 1 o'clock, our activity is starting to roll, and they gather up, get their seats together, and we fire up the airplanes at 2 o'clock.
Okay. And you're open during the week also? Is it a seven-day week?
Yep. We're open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5, and we do offer group tours, prearranged group tours during the week as well.
Okay. So then you'll have somebody that'll go with them and do the tours.
Yeah. If they give us a call, we can prearrange that. If they just show up with a busload, there may not be a tour guide available. But if they call ahead of time, and we can generally coordinate that and give them a nice little walk through the museum buildings, even though there's no flying going on.
Okay. So if anybody's listening that wants to bring a group by bus, if you want to see the air shows playing on the weekend, and if you know, you want the tour, and you know, you might hub and spoke it to other things in that area, then you can go during a week. So
I think a lot of the bus tours during the week combine a visit to the airdrome, and then, you know, some of them would go over to the Rondout waterfront over in Kingston. So
The other thing I got to say too, if you're in Rhinebeck, you've got Hyde Park is not far. You've got the FDR estate. You got the Vanderbilt Mansion.
And they've redone the FDR home and library. It's just spectacular.
Oh, yeah. So there's quite a bit to do during a week if you go, and you can plan some of these other destinations. Culinary Institute's always nice. They do their tours and things. And so anyway, you're in the right place at the right time. And Jim, how many volunteers do you have there to run an operation like that? I've always wondered about
that. We have a lot.
Do you?
We have a small paid staff, a couple of mechanics, of course, our office staff, and then we have a core group of volunteers of about 15 guys and gals that are regular volunteers that are there all the time. Then on the weekends, we have another 15 or 20 that help us out. We've got some nice young kids that are really interested in this,
and that's
really nice to see, to have some of the young types, as Cole Palin used to call them, showing some interest because, somebody has to carry it on.
Yep.
As we've done for many years.
Well,
so that's very encouraging.
It perpetuates, and the young kids come in, those little children, just like Cole used to watch the planes over there. And
exactly. I can't tell you how many people that we have show up there, and anywhere from 30 to 50 years old with a couple of kids in tow, and they say, you know, we were here with my parents back in 1968 or 1975, and now we're bringing our kids back, and that's a pretty neat thing.
Oh, it is. We were up in Hammondsport with the Curtis Museum up there, and same thing. You had it. You guided, you know, you start young and you get intrigued by something, and then it just develops. So do you still have the old video that about Cole Palin that's available in the gift shop?
We do. Cole Palin's Flying Circus.
That's a great
timeless piece, really.
Yeah, it really is. So you make sure, everybody's got to make sure to get to the gift shop. So it looks like we're out of time. We got less than a minute. Maybe give the phone number one more time and that website one more time.
845-752-3200. oldrhinebeck.org. Come out and see the Spirit of St. Louis. It is a pristine example of maybe the most famous airplane of all time.
Fantastic. Jim, thank you so, so much for everything, and hope to see you sometime when we come over for one of the shows.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Okay. Take care.
Yep.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. This is Marietta Allen wrapping it up for this week. I hope you find time to go over and see the old Rhinebeck Aerodrome. It's wonderful. And don't forget, you can listen to this show again with all the dates. Go to realcountryhv.com. And you can hear it or hear the podcast. Thank you. Bye-bye.